What If It's Cool is proudly brought to you by Respo Clothing. Feel like a champion by wearing the merch from all the stars, including Luke Resner, B Squared, Savannah Rowe, John Stop Action, Nova Nichols, The Cooters, and my personal favorite, Conflict Axiom. So feel like a champion by checking out Respo Clothing. They can be found on Facebook and on Instagram. Adrenaline Pro Wrestling presents Battle to Survive 3, happening on May 25th at the Seaford Community Hall, featuring the Battle to Survive Rumble. Ticket link is in the description. Make sure to check it out. Alpha Pro Wrestling presents No Remorse, happening on Saturday, June 8th at the Pipeweb Market. Ticket link is in the description. Make sure to check it out. Victoria Professional Wrestling presents The Revolution Will Not Be Silenced, happening on Saturday, 8th of June. Ticket link is in the description. Make sure to check it out. Renegades of Wrestling presents God Save the Renegades, happening on Sunday, 9th of June, featuring the TLC match. Ticket link is in the description. Make sure to check it out. They're out on parole. Make sure to check out Australian Outlaw Wrestling's On Parole Tour. First stop happening on June 15th at Pockets Maribyrn, featuring music from Nicolas Cage Fighter, Wire, and Infected. Ticket link is in the description. Make sure to check it out. Mayhem Pro presents Anarchy Rules 2, happening on Saturday, June 22nd. Ticket link is in the description. Make sure to check it out. To another episode of What If It's Cool, the show where we talk about anything and everything that is cool in the world today. I don't have COVID, but I'm clearly very sick at the moment. Daniel Paul Crowe. And on this episode, I have a sit-down interview with Owen Steven. We talk about how he discovered wrestling, how he actually got into the industry, and his amazing matches with Adam Brooks and Lockie Hendricks. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. I'm not even 21 yet with Owen Steven.
Thank you for being a part of What If It's Cool. I do apologize because we've actually rescheduled this quite a few times. And that's my own fault.
That's right.
but I've also rescheduled on a really, really hot day. That's my fault. But yeah, how you doing? Because it was what, 38 degrees yesterday, I think?
Top of, I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, and right now I think it's 32. Wow, and I'm in a sauna in my room at the moment. But yeah, oh god. Oh, first I just want to ask is and not how you got industry, but how did you discover wrestling as a whole?
Oh, I believe I discovered wrestling, back when I was living in WA, where there was nothing to do because it was a hot, boring desert, My mum found do you remember like the rubbery stretchy wrestling figures?
Yes, they were fantastic. Love them.
She found a Randy Orton and a Rob Van Dam.
Oh, those are great figures too.
Actually, I have one of them still right here. This is the RVD one.
Oh my god, I got the exact same one.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Unreal. But yeah, no, so this and Randy Orton, and that was how it started. It didn't start TV or anything like that. It started like this. Then that incentivized me to watch it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, wow. Hang on, just because I've got that figure. Does yours still have the ponytail or did it rip off? Because mine's ripped off.
So I got these from an op shop, so I don't know what it came with.
Oh, no. You know the back of RVD's head? You know his ponytail?
Oh, the ponytail.
Is it still there?
Yeah.
Oh, you're lucky because mine came off.
Yeah. Oh. I've treated him all right, so.
Oh, my God. So when did you actually start watching wrestling?
When did I?
Yeah.
Probably age 7.
Hmm.
My earliest memory of wrestling, again, I probably watched it before this, but my earliest vivid memory of wrestling was the Royal Rumble in 2006, where Ray won.
What a great Rumble to check out as well. My God, I'm having flashbacks because I remember my cousin decided to, because I was living in the Philippines at the time, and we were a month. So how they structured back in the day was they were a month out, and my cousin decided to tell me who was eliminated, who won every match,
and
I wanted to, and because I don't want to get in trouble, I wanted to unalive him. And like it was that was great Rumble, but I hated the fact that I sat there and if, I can't remember what the first match was, but he's just sat there and as the second person comes out, he's like, oh, this is what happens. This is the all the spots are gonna happen and this is who's gonna
How
win.
dare you?
All right. Okay, I'll let you have that one. Shush. Second one. The entrance don't even start. All I remember was it was a vignette that was being played. And he goes, oh, what's happening? And this person went, I went, dude, don't test me. And then I just like, you know what? Every time you say something, I'm gonna punch you. And that's pretty much what that whole afternoon was, me just hitting him repeatedly. I'm like,
No.
oh God. But yeah, that's it. That's enough about
Rough
my
kid.
family knife. Who were some of your favorites growing up? Well, obviously because you've gotten into the game a little bit later than I have, but who was some of your favorites?
Okay, real early. Huge on Rey Mysterio.
Mm.
Huge. He was the big one. RVD as well, obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah. My taste has varied as I've grown up because Ray was my hero growing up. But Kurt Angle, Benoit, Guerrero, that was like a breath of not so much fresh air, but it just sort of opened my eyes to another dimension of wrestling.
Yeah.
And that's when I became obsessed with Daniel Bryan. Then I started following his indie tenure and stuff in Japan, Germany, and then yeah, my taste has gone to that.
Well, I love the fact that you said his stuff in Germany because not a lot of people talk about it. I remember, I think it was 2007. A magazine called Fighting Spirit magazine, and it had a compilation DVD of all this stuff from Europe. And one of the best bits of that one was, oh, have you got it?
One second.
Oh, I think he does.
Is it this?
No, not that one, but I know that one too.
Alrighty-o.
So there was this. It's got a small compilation, but it had why am I going to call him Daniel Bryan, Bryan Danielson doing commentary over his match. I can't remember who it was. And it was my first introduction to him. I was like thinking, and mind you, this is how I felt at the time because he was a small guy. I was like, oh, you know, he can't be that impressive. Blew it out of the ballpark with me. I thought he was fantastic. There was another, it was like a fatal four way. I remember there was a guy by the name of Johnny Storm, who did this move where he just put his leg up and just hit him with the. It's, I have to try and find it and get someone to do a reaction video with that one because that was a great match as well. But that was when how I discovered it, and I found a lot of stuff through mutual friends of his stuff in Germany. He was phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal.
He was hated over there, though. Yeah,
Well,
that's what he said.
when you go over there and calling yourself the American Dragon, not Bryan Danielson, the American Dragon, because that's what he started off as, right? Of course, you're going to get a lot of hate.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Oh,
but
for sure.
it didn't matter because the guy could wrestle.
Yeah.
And I know some of the listeners are going to be saying, "Hang on, Dan, you said you're not a big fan of it." I said, I don't think he's that good, is what I'm saying. Doesn't mean I don't appreciate his work because he's actually f***ing amazing. I just think he's overrated. That's all.
Do you think Danielson's overrated?
100%.
Okay.
Oh,
More than why?
yeah.
In
Right.
my opinion, more than Ginikro Tenryu, Inoki, Misawa, I have Danielson as my goat.
Okay, the biggest reason why I think he's overrated because when it comes to everything, when it comes to wrestling, the biggest his biggest weak point is his promos. I
Yes.
cannot on it, and like this is why I can't go all the way in. I've had multiple arguments with several wrestlers, including my sibling's cousin Emilio Crow, saying that he should be on my in my top 10. He's not in my top 10 because I can't believe him. If I can't believe
Yeah.
your promo, right, and you're just I'm just going purely on your wrestling ability, it's not, I can't do it. Like reason why I always put Eddie Guerrero as my GOAT. Promos were fantastic. Ian Work was fantastic. He could do no wrong in my eyes. Right? That's why he, in my opinion, the greatest of all time. Daniel would be there. Daniel Bryan, sorry, would be there if he could have a great promo. I just can't believe him. And that
That's
hair
fair.
and that hairstyle as well. I don't know what's he doing with the braids right now. I think he's trying to be me back in the back, circa 2009. Insert photo of me having braids back then. No, like moving on from that, how did you discover Australian wrestling? Because obviously, a lot of people see it on TV but don't realize we actually have a local scene here.
GPW.
GPW.
GPW, because I live in Traralgon, where GPW is, and they were doing their shows in Grey Street, and obviously I loved wrestling at the time. So every single show, me and my mates would go to from a young age. Every single one we would go to, and we'd have a blast every time. That's how I discovered it.
All right. Was it? Would you just see a poster, or was it? Like, how did you actually find it? Or was
Yeah,
it?
that's right. Yes, they used to, yeah, posters around town. Effective marketing, obviously.
I miss those days where we could just put posters anywhere, because like everything now is social media. But I miss the physical, and this is how old I am. I miss the physicality of a lot of things. Like every time I see a wrestling poster somewhere, I go gaga. Like the I miss I'm this is how much I miss it.
Oh yeah, no, it's awesome. Like, 'cause you see, obviously, marketing and advertisements on Insta, Facebook, and that. But yeah, seeing the post there is different.
Oh my God! Like, recently I found Australian Outlaw Wrestling poster near my work, and I remember I sent a photo of it to Devin, who owns AOW, and he's just like, pop. It's a little tidbit that I love. It's just proves how freaking old I am, but here's what it is. So tell me about you going to your first show. Was there anything memorable about it? Who was actually on it? Do you remember?
I remember there was a very young Mitch Waterman versus Tommy Hellfire.
Wow.
I know, oh. Nick Berry was on there, and I think Jake Lindo might have been on there too.
Oh, what year was this? Like, I feel like I was at this show for some reason. This 2016?
Before they had barricades.
It's been a while since I've been there, so I'm trying to think.
I can't even remember years. I wish I had a poster or something. I'm sure if I went on Cage Match, I could have a C, but like, I think you're probably right. Probably like 2016-ish.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. I don't know. It's just nostalgia for me. But so, what made you decide to get in a ring, and how did you get trained?
I. From about age 11, like, knew I was going to be a wrestler. So obviously you can't be, unless you live in Mexico, you can't be training for wrestling that young.
No, you can't.
So I did boxing for 7 years. I only ever had two actual bouts, sparred plenty of times, but I boxed for 7 years, did taekwondo for 5 years, and obviously I'd heard about, GPW and that, and I'd known they had a training facility run by Andy Rhodes. So yeah, got into that like the week of me turning 16.
What was Andy like when you first walked into
Yeah,
the
very, very stone cold, like
And that's pretty
down
much
to
what I was
business.
expecting to hear.
Yeah. No, it was good because like, yeah. It's obviously weeding out because, like, that's how schools are. There's plenty of one-timers that come. But yeah, no, it was a bit intimidating.
Yeah, if it was anyone's not seen Andy before. He's not on my top 10 list of people I'm generally scared of. That's because I've met him outside of wrestling before I ever saw him in the ring, and I thought he was absolutely sweetheart. And then when I saw him in the ring, I was like, oh, okay, that's a different side of him. So that's why he's not on my top 10. But that stare of his, fucking terrifying. Oh God, I never want to be in the ring with him. I definitely wouldn't. Talk me about your first training session. How did it go, and when was it that you got bitten by the bug?
My first training session, I don't know what year it was, but I was 16. So whenever that was.
Wait, hang on, how old are you now?
So I'm 20, turning
Okay.
21.
So four so oh, okay, so 5 years ago.
So I've come in and we do these things called MEs. It's muscular endurance training. So it's just a big planogram of different single sets to exercises you have to do in succession after each other. And Andy's obviously said this monster one that we have to do. And I was like 60 kilos at the time. Like I was tiny. And he's like, oh, so if you can't do this, everyone has to do 500 squats.
Oh,
So
God.
I did it and I feel like I did it decently. And yeah, that was my first training session. And yeah, obviously I would have been doing rolls and that closer to the end of the sesh.
And it's just all the way through. You're just like, yep, this is for me. I'm gonna
Oh,
continue on.
100%, never a doubt. Yeah, never a doubt.
Oh God, I wouldn't want to be on the pressure that if I didn't do it, and then all of a sudden everyone around me's got to do 500 bloody squats. I can barely do five, and like just getting everyone else to do 500. That's terrifying. So how long before you debuted?
I debuted April 22nd, 2020, must have been 2022. Yeah, April 22nd, 2022. I've got a poster of it.
Oh, damn,
Yeah.
let's see it. Don't hide it. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was meant to debut a few times before that, but like COVID was having its way.
Yep.
But yeah, I debuted then and I debuted against Jake Lindo.
How did that match go? Let's talk about it.
I'm happy with it. It received like high praise from the boys in the back. Yeah, it was good. I had all my mates there. The fam there, it was great. Yeah, loved it.
Was it so like did everything go to right? Did you or was there any I'm turning into Chris Jericho right now. Was there any botches in there?
No. Oddly enough, no, nah, none. We had a suicide dive spot, like top rope missile drop kick bump spot, Tilt-A-Whirl DDT, Hurricane Rana, the Danielson backflip thingo, head scissors. Like it went well.
Holy
Surprised.
all that in your debut match. Jesus Christ. Like, talk about an all-out debut. Like, that's
Oh
ballsy.
yeah,
I'm
that's
gonna
what I'm
give you
yeah.
that. It's very ballsy to do because like I've seen a lot of debuts and they've never done anything like that. You know?
It was good. I loved it.
Oh man. Definitely gotta check it out. Is that available on YouTube?
I think it's unlisted. I can send you a link after this if you like.
Yeah, no, I'd
It's
love to do
just
it. Love
a
to do that.
hard cam view.
That's okay. I would love to
Yeah.
see the footage and possibly even do a episode of Reaction Wrestling Wednesdays with yourself, in the future. But that one,
Oh,
love love to
awesome.
talk love to talk about that. Have to get in contact with John. I know he's busy at the moment, sleeping. Yes, John, I know. But yeah, now that's really cool. Now I want to talk about a couple of things because I the reason why I've discovered you is simply because of previous guest Adrian Casser.
Oh,
He
right.
massive fan of you. He is a
Oh,
massive
really?
mark. He's a massive mark. Yes, Casser,
Yeah.
you are a mark.
Yeah.
Stop calling me that because you're more of a mark than me. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna get so much hate for that. So he gave me, I think, five matches to check out. Watched them all last night.
Oh,
But
well.
the one that really caught my eye, and he and even said that you're gonna go bananas over it was your feud against is it Lockie Hendricks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Need to ask, because now obviously you've only been around the scene for a few years now. How insane are you to take it to the limit with him like that?
I'm not too sure, to be honest, but
Because having known Lockie for a few years now, not on a personal level, but like of him in the scene, he's fantastic. And now this is now like my mind's exploded because now you've only been in the scene for like less than 5 years. I thought you'd been wrestling for at least 10. And this is not me kissing your ass. This is me being genuine with you at the moment. I thought you were wrestling for at least 10 because the last one you did before the
how old
Attitude
do you
Match,
think I am?
huh? The way that oh God, I can't. No, I can't blame you. I was gonna blame Adrian for this one. No, I seriously thought you were older because of the stash. That's all.
Oh.
So I'm thinking, in my mind, you're like late 20s, maybe
Not
possibly
even
30.
21, buddy.
I know, Now, it
Oh.
makes me feel bad because I'm 37. Bloody hell! Talking to another young kid, guys. Like, all these kids are so much more talented than I am. Not that I'm ever getting the ring. But no, I'm. It's just amazing to see that this is, coming out, and you haven't been in the game for a very long time. But just. How was I going to word this question? What was it like to do this amazing feud with Lockie? Because like he, absolutely amazing talent. But every match that you guys had, it was just like an improvement. So like I knowing that you're a Danielson fan and obviously you love Ring of Honor. It like for me looking at it from the matches I was watching last night, it was like Samoa Joe versus CM Punk. Those th those
Oh, what a
those th
compliment.
those three matches, right? And it's not because they're great matches or anything. This is it's very hard to have a trilogy of matches or even just a second match with somebody and improve from the previous one. And every time I'm seeing you guys, it's been an improvement, and it's just f***ing awesome. Like I'm really shocked now to learn that you're not in the business for that very long.
No, that's a huge compliment. Thank you.
Yeah. But what was it like? Talk me through with your first match with each other. Like, were you guys like nervous or anything? Or just went, okay, this
I
will
was nervous.
bang.
because yeah, I'd grown up watching Lockie. Like I was a kid watching him. And I'm in the ring with him. But I love obviously the second match gets a lot of hype, but what I love so much about the first match is speaking like wrestling wise. I'm young and inexperienced comparatively to Hendricks. And for the first five, whatever it was, minutes, I'm schooling him with a headlock takeover. All variations, flip out of it, backflip out of it, blah, blah, blah. And like, I loved how that built that pent up rage in him, which led to the cutoff, this and that. And the psychology of this stuff happening and me beating him with a roll up, like a sunset, I just felt like that was a great first chapter, and like it really built that frustration in. It started off simple and you lost to a roll up sort of thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, obviously it led to the second match. But yeah.
What a oh my God, that's the one that like, and I said this to Cass, I say, and if anyone's thinking I'm talking bull, Cassie could send you the message. After that match, I instantly became a fan of you from
Oh,
this one.
really?
So That the your second match, I because I saw, started to see the Danielson in there, but what I was when I was looking at some of the things you were doing, from doing the Crucifix pin in particular, I was like, oh my God, this is like early Bret Hart sort of style of a
Oh.
match. And I don't know, I don't know if you've ever seen Bret's early work, especially from Stampede Wrestling, but the first Crucifix pin attempt that you did was pretty much like carbon copy of what he would do. And I was like,
Oh, really?
fucking hell, like, oh my God. And the scene you're doing, you're turning from one hold to another, to another, to another, to try to get the submission. I'm just like, there's Samoa Joe. There's the
Oh,
link in
yeah.
there. And then, I can see Benoit, having, just having his integrity there. And oh my God, I'm marking out right now. Sorry.
No, you're right.
This is the type of wrestling that I will put above anything else because I love
Oh,
technical
awesome.
wrestling. I'm so, but growing up, I love technical wrestling. I'm as much as I love the big hoss fights,
Good man.
the Lucha Libre, even like your weapons or deathmatch stuff like that. Technical wrestling is where it's at for me.
Absolutely.
That's a thing. Like obviously, I love Eddie Guerrero, Kurt Angle, Samoa Joe, CM Punk. If I go really, really old school, and a lot of people are going to fight me for this one, Stan Hansen,
Yes.
and again, they're going to say, but he's a hardcore wrestler. I said, check out his actual wrestling beliefs. Amazing. Bruiser Brody as well.
Yes.
Even
Some
like the
stuff
Von,
All
even,
Japan was amazing.
oh my God. See, like at least someone gets me when I say it like that.
Yeah.
The Von, obviously, we've had the Iron Claw come out. The Von Erichs,
Absolutely.
like Kevin in particular, like,
Yeah.
jeez.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh God, I can't remember the guy's name. English wrestler, not William Regal, but William Regal's another one. Oh my God, he was in WCW for only for a little bit, and then he ended up retiring. Nah, I can't remember. Fit Finlay.
Of
Oh my
course,
God,
yeah.
like. This is the side of wrestling, and everyone's going to go, but he's a commentator. He was in ECW, blah, blah, blah. Taz.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%. 100%.
And when I saw that second match, now leading back to what we're talking about, I was literally watching it. And I'm sitting there taking notes. And I'm thinking, okay, I can see this in this kid. I can see this in this kid. I can see this in this kid.
Oh, unreal.
My God, like. That's how I've become a fan. But I want to talk about that match in particular. Talk me through that day of actually planning out and doing it with Lockie.
Okay, that day was eventful because, for starters, we did not have much, if any, ring staff like to help set up. It was pretty much myself, Andy, and Liam Lush. We were pretty much a few others with lights and that, but it was very small setting up the entire venue. So we've done that. There was complications with travel, so the main event had to pull out, and just like probably 2 hours before the show, our 12 to 15 minutes got turned to main event. So it changed a lot, and that like the blade wasn't planned until again that 2 hours where we knew we had to amp it up because it was main event. So yeah, it was stressful, and it was like a lot less choreographed than our first match, obviously. Yeah, a lot more like gritty and nitty, but yeah, I'm very, that is probably the match I am most happy with from my older matches from the 10 that I've had.
So originally, so it was originally meant to be a 10 minute match. What do you remember exactly what was planned after that for the original 10 minutes?
Oh, no idea. It probably it I really am not, I have no idea. I've no idea.
I think one of the blessings that came out for that one is obviously because you got the main event, well deserved as well. You can't like to get the call saying, okay, this has all changed now, you've got an extra 20 minutes to, giving what I'm assuming maybe 2 3 hours to plan it out, to have a match of, and oh God, I don't like saying this, Emilio, I blame you for this one, to have a 5-star match according to Dave Meltzer,
Oh.
right? I don't like saying that. I f-ing hate the star match. I don't
Don't
like
even
it.
get me started.
Yeah.
But no, that means a lot.
No, but so like I'm not. And again, I'm not saying this to kiss your ass. I'm just stating what how I feel about this one. It's amazing. I would love to have you and Lockie to talk about it in the future. Maybe we do
That'd
it
be
for an
amazing,
episode.
yeah.
Yeah, it'll be an episode of the Action Wrestling Wednesdays we could do in the future. We just have to get in contact with Lockie for that one to see if he's interested. But for a very limited time span to actually plan that, that's just amazing. And kudos to both of you for doing that. But you
Thank
the,
you.
the but it's set up for what is now the main event of the next show, you versus Australian legend Thong, sorry, grass thong wearing
Yes.
Adam Brooks, a friend of the show. God, I still have mine on backward. I still haven't picked them up yet. By the way, I've actually tried on one of those thongs. They are, and I can honestly say they are very, very comfy. I just haven't picked
Oh.
up mine yet. Ever since I had Adam on the show, like I hang shit on him about it. And I'm like, you know what? I better just try it out for myself and see if it's actually good. They are so comfy. I just have to go get it. I just have to go pick them up. We're all paid for. I just haven't picked them up yet. Talk to me about that, finding out you're going to be wrestling a wrestling legend like Adam.
Insane. Like, again, I'm not going to do the math right now, but that was either my 10th or 11th match. So hearing that is crazy. Because again, we got, Robbie Eagles, Buddy Matthews, lots of big names here, but Brooks always stood out the most to me, like growing up watching wrestling, mainly because for starters, the fact that he was in the N1 tournament was huge because I'm a big Noah fan. But yeah, like hearing that, I'm gonna be shocked.
Okay, walk me through that whole day of you're walking into the building, you're setting up the ring and everything. Adam walks in, you guys are about to plan the match. Talk me through. Let's do a timeline of that whole day.
Yeah, well, awkward Owen on full display.
Oh mate, I could show you the outtakes of when I had Adam on the show. That you can't beat me on awkwardness, mate.
I'll give you a run for your money at least. But yeah, no, very, very polite. Obviously, like you've gotten there, was doing this thing. I was helping set up. We were running a bit later than usual. But yeah, like being in the, obviously we didn't like choreograph the full match, but just having a feel for each other, in the ring. Incredible, like, yeah, it's Adam Brooks, so
Well, so like, what's it like just to plan a match with him? Is so do you guys have a little rehearsal beforehand, or are you just sitting in the back and you have a chat?
it was so yeah, mainly it's more so chatting than anything, but the one thing, being as inexperienced as myself is, the attention, the detail that no one will understand. Even like I have a hard time grasping it, and seeing the attention, the detail, and really not just listen to this, into this, into this, and what makes sense, what what is what is linking between the last thing to work in a cohesive unit. That, yeah, that was crazy to see him, his thought process behind that. Because I would pitch stuff and then he would be like, oh, what if we do this instead? This makes more sense in this way. And yeah, like that, I don't know, really eye-opening to me.
Oh, wow. Well, we're nearly out of time, but I want to ask just what is next for Owen?
I'm not too sure, to be honest. I've done a bit in GPW. I've gone to Tasmania a few times. I would like to just get around a bit, test myself. It's rather hard to get noticed. I'm finding a lot of difficulty in that. But that's part of the journey, I think. So I'm just gonna have fun cruising around, seeing where it takes me. Because I do plan on like making this a thing, a full-time thing, making it big. But yeah, for now, just whatever God has planned,
Yeah, it's
that'll be it.
all part of God's plan, my friend.
Absolutely.
I'm still shocked that you haven't had that many matches, because that really can blew me away. So I can't wait to see what's next in your career, because I think it's only going to be brighter and brighter. And
Thank you.
I've already got like lists of people who I think you should verse. But
Oh,
we'll talk about that later.
awesome.
Actually, you know what? Let's list a couple, actually. And I'm not listening to these people because they've been on the show and they're friends of mine. I'm just going because I'm just thinking. First one, he's not been on the show yet, but I think you two would have a stellar match. Kai Toa. He's
Okay.
from, I think he's from South Australia, I think. Absolutely amazing kid. Just, oh God, I still can't believe, firstly, how young he is and how talented he is. Next one, Kid Valiant would be one I reckon you two would have a absolutely stellar showing. I just, oh, I could just see a lot happening with you and him. One I would love to see. It's ironic because I think that's him behind you. Robbie Eagles.
Yes, it is him behind me. No, I
That's
would love
the one I'd pay good money to say.
that. No, 100%. I would, that would be amazing.
And one final one. I think this, if this wouldn't be, if this isn't match of the year, I don't know what it would be. Slex. You
Oh.
and Slex, having seen Slex rise above the ranks and everything, right? Knowing his capability and knowing and seeing what you bring to the table, especially going toe to toe with Adam Brooks, I reckon you guys would have a match of the year contender right there.
Ooh, big compliment.
I definitely want to see that. When it happens, please let me know, because I'll make sure I if I have to sell a kidney, I will definitely be at that show. All right. Well, we've come to a simple question here on what if it's cool. What is something that you find cool that nobody else does?
Okay. People may find this cool. I have not stumbled across someone who does. I am a big fan of weird Simpsons merchandise. So
Okay. We got
I
props. I
have
think. Oh, we got props. I love props.
coin thingo.
Sorry for people who are listening, but Owen's showing a money box, and there's two coin openers there for Homer's hairs. That is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
We got a mug. Now,
Oh.
this is a big key holder, but it's a mug as well.
Oh my God.
Wait, I got a few more. Hold on, I
Oh
gotta
yeah,
show
no,
off the
nah, bring him out. Bring him out of the woodworks. I want to see all
We
these.
got just a full mug.
Yeah. I love that one.
We got posters.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, I've sold those in the past.
Golf balls.
But he can't play golf. Why would he?
Why would they make it? I don't know. Do I love them? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh wait. Bart Simpson egg holders.
No.
Yeah.
No. Oh my God.
I've got like a full wall of Simpson stuff. Like the thing my phone is leaning on.
Your 2024 calendar, great.
Yeah.
Oh
Oh,
my
yeah,
God.
all around my room.
Oh, I have to have you on the episode where we talk about The Simpsons. There's so many people who are going to probably be on the part of the episode. Obviously, we've got Nova Nichols, who has said that she loves The Simpsons. We think Bo Bowman loves The Simpsons. Harrison Cunero loves The Simpsons. Oh my God, I think everyone on this bloody show who's been on the show loves The Simpsons. I think everyone's just
It's
going to have to
unreal,
add their
isn't
two
it?
cents. It's funny because like I haven't thought about The Simpsons in a good long few years. I've only started watching the series again, thanks to my son, because we were watching the movie and he's like, "Oh, can you watch the TV series as well?" I'm like, "All right, cool." What well, I'm now up to season 33 on Netflix, oh, not Netflix, on Disney Plus.
Disney Plus,
All
yeah.
right. I have to admit, like I know I hang shit a lot about The Simpsons, but I'm actually kind of liking the new episodes. Like I'm
It
not
wasn't bad.
laughing.
Like, yeah,
I'm
33,
not, yeah.
34, they've come back a bit.
I just don't like, so some episodes go for an hour. I was like, why the hell are they going for that friggin' long? I'm like, and then I was like, it's like a full story. And then there's like obscured episodes as well, which is now canon. Like, I think they went back in time and they came back and it's still part of, it's actually not a Halloween episode. It was actually canon. Like,
All right.
okay. I'm like, all right, so we're gonna be the Flintstones. All right, yeah, but no, like it's starting to come around again. I'm hoping, hopefully, I'm gonna, you know, the next few seasons before it eventually ends, gets it back to where it was. Or, if you believe that fan theory, Homer wakes up from that accident and then turns out
Don't you dare.
that the last few years has all been a blur. That's
Don't you dare.
And I honestly think that is the best way to close out The Simpsons, is that he woke up and all of that doesn't make sense. That's how
I have
all that
not,
none of that happened.
cried at a movie, a show, a song, or anything visual or audible like media was. I would, if that was how it ended, I would 100%.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of like a great idea for another episode. Everyone comes onto the show and they give me your best Simpsons fan theory.
Not a bad one.
Oh, where can we find you on all your socials?
You can find me on Instagram, Owen Stedman, Facebook, Owen Stedman, and yeah, that's all I'm at.
No YouTube, no TikTok, no Twitter slash X.
Nah.
Yeah. Oh well, you know. Maybe
Maybe
I
in the
get me.
future. It won't be ruling out, but yeah, I should probably put myself out there a bit more.
Oh, you know, if you worst case scenario, just give me the footage and I'll upload it and I'll make the most of the counts for you, man.
Oh.
It's my kind of what I do. But yeah.
Perfect.
Owen, it's been an absolute pleasure. I can't just wait to see what's next for you. Can't wait to do these episodes with you in the future because I think they're
Thank
going to
you.
be absolutely amazing. Owen, so thank you for being part of What If It's Cool.
Thank you so much. God bless. See you later.
And that's the end of that episode. Want to be featured on What If It's Cool or know someone with an amazing story that needs to be told? Reach out to me. I can be reached on whatifitscoolbusiness@gmail.com. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. Want more from What If It's Cool? Make sure to check out the YouTube channel. We can find the latest episodes of Mukbang Around, Reaction, and of course the vodcast. And don't forget to follow What If It's Cool on all socials. It can be found at What If It's Cool. Keep that sport coming. And until next time, I'll catch you on the next one. Peace.